Theater artist Marlon, one name only, describes himself as a wizard of whimsy, and he can back that up with performances that include juggling, comedy, and stories that originated back when he ran away to join the circus. So you could say that toy design was a logical extension of his theatrical persona. His new creation is a 21st century iteration of the lasso called the Slingers, and he's on the line to tell us about it. Good morning, Marlon.
Hey, good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me on your show.
Sure. Well, I got to start out by asking, I've never met anybody who actually ran away to join the circus before, but that's what you did?
Yes, I was a teenager. I was doing children's parties, and some clowns saw me juggling at a cheese shop that I was working at and said, hey, you're a pretty good juggler. You want a job in the circus? What kid's going to say no to that?
Right.
And then a few days later, after doing my clowning stint, I took up taking care of elephants for a year.
Well, somebody's got to, right?
Somebody's got to. It was a great job. I'll never forget it.
Well, it kind of set your future course, too, didn't it?
Well, after I had a career in juggling and comedy, I mean, if people go to my site, Mind of Marlon, you can see me on Don Kirshner's rock concert in 1977. So I did that for about 15 years. I headlined clubs. I played Las Vegas and the Folies Bergère. Lance Burton and I were roommates. And then I wanted something different. I wanted to create beyond the scope of what I could do as a solo performer, and I created Luma, which is an illuminated production that's done in the dark. We played the Hawaii Theater back in 2006.
Well,
and
Marlon,
it was from that that the toy invention came.
Okay. Well, tell me about how that came about.
Well, in the process of creating an illuminated theatrical production, a lot of the technology that we had today hadn't been invented. Mm-hmm. So I was constantly inventing and playing with things and prototyping, and I had a piece of polyurethane tubing. Actually, it was pneumatic tubing. And I was swinging it around, sitting in my car. I was parked, swinging it around, and the coil stretched out, and when it hit the steering wheel, it wrapped around it like about four or five times. And I went into the laundromat where my clothes were drying, and I lassoed a chair leg, a doorknob, a coat hook, and I realized, wow, this could be as big as a slinky. And that's how it came about.
You can essentially lasso something, get a good grip on it, and pull it toward you.
Yes, I'm sure your listeners have watched a vine grow. And when it wraps around something, there's no pulling it off.
Right.
You have to unwrap it or cut it off.
Yeah.
So here, what I was able to do is get two patents on this coiling action. So when you swing it, the coil expands. And then when it strikes the object, it wraps around it securely enough that you can actually pull a folding chair to you.
Mm-hmm. And you've sort of incorporated that into your stage show, among other things, right?
Well, no, I've never really put the Slingers toy into the show, per se. Luma is a cast of seven people. I haven't done the juggling act for many, many years, except sometimes I do an opening act for my own show. But Luma's a theatrical production. It's seven people. It's done in the dark. We play performing arts centers. And Slingers are offered at intermission. There was the Tribune Herald did a story on me last week. It was on the front page. And there's a movie coming out this year called Christmas Dreams, where in it I'm actually playing a toy maker, which is kind of funny. So I get to play a toy maker in a movie, and I get to be a toy maker in real life.
When you give a group of kids a Slingers to play around with, what kind of things do they come up with?
You know, it is so much fun to see this because their eyes just like bug out of their heads. And kids have a tendency to take something and do things with it that an adult doesn't even imagine.
Exactly.
So once I show them how to lasso a chair leg, they go off and they, you know, maybe a hula hoop, maybe a chair, a chain link fence, a rope hanging down, a basketball net, anything. That's why I say the world is your target with the Slingers, a branch, an antenna, a bicycle spoke. And then sometimes they swing them at each other, and they link up, and they can do a temporary jump rope where they're both spinning them together. The toy can also be shot and launched and land on a target, which I think is also kind of cool. And I've come up with about 45 different tricks for it.
So it sounds as if, and you know, it even sounds as if there might be some practical applications to all this.
I'm glad you asked about that, because there are. I mean, this same coil can be used as a hair tie. It can bundle cables together. You can use it as a zipper pull. It's a killer cat toy. You can use it to as a mug, luggage marker. I found that you can also use it on your antenna so you can find your car in a big parking lot. And I've come up with about 15 different uses for it. And it's yes, it is a very utilitarian device. It's an emergency bungee, which is awesome to have.
Is
it's
this
also
the
a bad guy.
Marlon, does this start out with the, is that the property of the inherent property of the material used, or what's the, you know, what makes this different?
Well, what makes it different is like a Slinky was made out of metal, and they bent very, very easily.
Right.
And it wasn't easy to take with you. A Slinger's, because it's pneumatic tubing, because it's this polymer coil, is incredibly durable. You can run over this thing with a car, and it'll still work. And so it's the coiling action, the flexibility, and the durability that gives it so many uses.
Which is goes back to what you said earlier about how changes in materials can affect, can sort of drive innovation in a sense.
It drives innovation. It drives art. It's amazing when you start shifting and adding in the technological advances that happen so rapidly. It really takes a lot of creativity to keep up with it, to find the applications for what's available.
Well, it sounds as if there's a link between art and innovation here. Thanks a lot for talking with us.
It's interesting you mentioned that. We played the Strathmore Hall inside the Beltway in Washington, D.C., and the Washington Post did a piece about Luma, and they called it the science of art.
Well, there you go.
And there is.
Marlon is the inventor of the original coil lasso, which he calls a Slingers, and you can see it in action on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.